Amen.
Amen.
All right, Lord, we thank you for the written word, and we thank you for the word that the Holy Spirit drops in people's hearts. Father, we also thank you for the preached word. And Lord, we pray that as Pastor Gideon comes to preach, Lord, the Holy Spirit, you're moving in our midst, Lord, and you're going to move through the preached word this morning. May our hearts be open to receive, and we just pray your blessing upon Pastor as he comes, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, please take your seats. Thanks, Pastor.
Na salimu kanisa la Bwana katika jina la Yesu Kristo.
I greet you in the name of Jesus.
Nina sema asanti kwa Pastor Marty.
I say thank you to Pastor Matt and the board.
Na wazee wote wa kanisa.
And the church members, the board members.
Ambao wanawezesha tukutanike pamoja.
Who have allowed this event to happen like this.
Hivi ndivyo tutakavyokuwa mbinguni.
This is how we are going to be in heaven.
Makabila yote.
All the nations.
Kutoka Africa.
From Africa.
Kutoka America.
From America.
Kutoka Australia.
From Australia.
Kutoka Asia.
From Asia.
Kutoka Ulaya.
From Europe.
Tutakuwa pamoja.
We are going to be together one day.
Na hii ndio mapenzi.
And this is the will of God.
Na hii ndio Yesu iliyomleta.
This is what brought Jesus here.
Ili atuunge pamoja.
So that he can unite us together.
Tuite taifa la
Mungu. So that we can be called the nation of God.
Huu ndio ufalme wa Mungu.
This is the kingdom of God.
Ufalme wa makabila.
The kingdom of all nations.
Amen.
Amen.
Basi bila kukawia.
So without taking longer.
Nina neno.
I have a word.
Ambayo Roho ameweka moyoni mwangu.
That the Spirit the Lord has given me.
Wiki hii tuko ni wiki ya Pentecost.
This is a Pentecost week.
Siku ya Jumapili ijayo itakuwa ni siku ya Pentecost.
Next Sunday is going to be Pentecost Sunday.
Na tutakumbuka namna
we are going
Roho
to remember how the Holy Spirit came to the disciples.
Na Roho anakuwa katikati yetu.
And then
sasa,
the Holy Spirit is living with us now.
Yuko ndani yetu.
He lives within us.
Na ujumbe linakuwa nao
utaelekea kwa Roho
kabisa.
Today I'm going to be talking about the Holy Spirit.
Yesu alipokuwa duniani,
when Jesus was on earth,
alikuwa na mitume.
He had disciples.
Alikaa nao.
He lived with them.
Aliwafundisha.
He taught them.
Walienda kuhubiri.
They went to preach the word of God.
Walifanya kazi mbalimbali
zao. They did different things at that time.
Aliwatambua vizuri.
He knew them very well.
Aliona nguvu zao.
He knew their strength.
Alijua na udhaifu
wao. But he also knew their weaknesses.
Na baada ya kuenda,
and before he went, he left.
Akawaambia enendeni
ulimwenguni. He told the disciples to go around the world.
Muwafanye mataifa yote
kuwa
wanafunzi wangu.
Go and make nations to be my disciples.
Mkiwabatiza kwa jina
la Baba. Baptize them in the name of the Father,
la Mwana,
of the Son,
na la Roho
and the Holy Spirit.
Tena muwafundishe kushika yote niliyowaagiza.
And teach them to follow everything that I gave you.
Lakini akawaambia kitu kingine.
But he also told them another thing.
Kabla muanze huduma hiyo.
Before you start that mission.
Mnahitaji kitu.
You need something.
Ninawaona ninyi.
I can see that you need something.
Mnahitaji kitu.
You need something.
Mnahitaji nguvu.
You need power.
Ambayo itawawezesha.
This power is going to enable you.
Sababu hii kazi ninawaachia.
Because this job that I'm giving you,
haiko rahisi.
It's not easy.
Mnahitaji kitu.
You need something.
Na kile kitu ndicho somo la leo.
And this is what we are going to talk about.
Vile mitume walikihitaji.
The way the disciples needed the power.
Na sisi tunahitaji.
We also need it. We also need it.
Sababu na sisi tunahitaji kuendelea.
Because we also need to continue doing the same
ya kutangaza ufalme wa Mungu.
Of preaching
na kuwafanya mataifa yote.
The kingdom of God and making the nations
kuwa wanafunzi.
To be the disciples of Jesus. Wanyewe
kuja kwenye mitume kwenye mitambo anaweza ameshasoma wewe unaweza kusoma kwa Kiingereza kichwa cha somo la leo.
We can see the title of today's effective witnessing involves the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kwa Kiswahili ina maana ushuhuda.
In Swahili wenye, it means a testimony.
Wenye mafanikio.
A testimony that is successful.
It needs
the power from the Holy Spirit.
Let's
look at the next slide.
Tutaenda kusoma katika Biblia.
We are going to read from the Bible.
Tukisoma katika Matendo ya Mitume,
if we read the book of Matthew,
sura ya kwanza na verse ya nane, Kiswahili kinasema sema, lakini mtapokea nguvu akisha wajilia juu yenu Roho Mtakatifu. Nanyi mutakuwa mashahidi wangu katika Yerusalemu, katika Uyahudi wote, na Samaria, na hata mwisho wa inchi.
But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll be filled with power, and you'll be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Amen.
Haya ni maneno Yesu anaambia mitume.
These were the words that Jesus taught the disciples.
Anawaambia sema lakini mtapokea nguvu.
But you shall receive power.
Ninahitaji tuzungumuze kidogo hii neno nguvu.
I want us to talk about power.
Tutilie slide ya kufuata.
The next slide, please.
Ninahitaji tuangalie hii neno nguvu.
Let's look at the
nguvu.
Word. Let's look at the word power.
Inamaanisha nini?
What does it mean?
Kwa Kigiriki,
in Greek,
ni dynamis.
Dynamis.
Kwa Kiswahili,
in Swahili,
ni nguvu.
We say power or strength.
Kwa Kifransa,
in French,
ni puissance.
We say puissance, which is the same as power, strength.
Tusomeye, maana yake nini wewe wa Kiingereza pale?
It means the ability to act or to produce effect.
Mhm, kama
it is a possession of control.
Wala
it's an authority or influence over others.
Hiyo ndiyo maana ya nguvu.
That's the meaning of power.
Kwa Kiswahili naama ni uwezo wa kutenda kazi au kuzalisha matunda.
It's being able to produce fruits.
Ni mamlaka ya kudhibiti kitu bila kunyang'anywa.
It is the authority of holding on to someone without being grabbed it.
Ni mamlaka juu ya watu wengine.
It is when you have power over other people.
Ni mamlaka sio kwa kimwili lakini.
It's not a
ni mamlaka ya kiroho.
It is a spiritual power, spiritual authority.
Amen.
Amen.
Hizo nguvu,
these strength.
Yesu aliona wanazihitaji.
Jesus knew that they needed the strength.
Alijua kwamba
he knew that
Petro alikuwa mzaifu.
He knew that Peter was weak.
Mnakumbuka kisha alimkana Yesu.
We know how Peter denied Jesus.
Sababu gani?
Why?
Nguvu kidogo.
He had less power.
Mnakumbuka jinsi imani ya Toma ilikuwa yenye mashaka.
You know how Thomas was in his faith. He was like doubt. He has a doubting faith.
Kwa sababu gani?
Why?
Nguvu zilikuwa kidogo.
He had less power.
Mnakumbuka jinsi mitume siku moja?
You know, one day the disciples.
Walikuwa wanasema nani atakuwa mkubwa katika
yetu? They were asking themselves who's going to be the leader among us.
Katika ufalme.
Or who's going to be the leader in the kingdom?
Sababu walifikiri Yesu anakuja kutawala kisiasa.
Jesus has come to rule. He came to do politics. That's what they thought.
Wakaanza nani atakuwa?
They started asking who's going to be the leader? Who's going to be the president?
Nani atakuwa chini ya Yesu?
Who's going to be who's going to succeed Jesus?
Sababu mawazo yao yalikuwa katika udhaifu wa kukosewa
Yesu. They had their thoughts were in weaknesses because they did not have this power.
Mnajua siku moja?
You know, one day.
Yesu alihubiri Samaria.
Jesus preached in Samaria.
Lakini watu wa kule wakashindwa na kuamini.
But the people did not believe him.
Wengine wanafunzi wa Yesu wao wakasema sema Bwana omba moto ushuke juu yao wamalize.
And then the disciples of Jesus said, Jesus, can you ask the fire from heaven to come and just consume all of them?
Unaona walikuwa wangali na moyo wa uwaji,
wa hasira ya haramu. They had a heart of anger.
Juu ya nini?
Why?
Kukosa upendo.
Because of not having love.
Kukosa zile nguvu.
They did not have that spiritual power.
Tutilie nani slide ya kufuata.
Let's have the next slide, please.
Ninataka tuangalie.
Let's look at.
Tuelewe zaidi hizi nguvu.
Let's understand this strength, this power.
Hizi nguvu tusomee kwa Kiingereza.
1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 6. The Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you and you will prophesy with them and you will be changed into a different person.
Aseme, Roho wa Bwana atakujilia kwa nguvu nawe utakuwa utatabiri pamoja nao nawe utageuzwa kuwa mtu mwingine.
Amen.
Hizi nguvu,
this power,
ni nguvu ambazo zinageuza muamini kuwa mtu mwingine.
It changes a Christian to be a different person.
Mawazo yake yanakuwa mawazo mengine.
It changes the thoughts.
Mwenendo wake unakuwa mwenendo mwingine.
The behavior becomes a different thing. It changes.
Hayuko tena yule wa zamani.
He's not the old person anymore.
Anapewa nguvu mpya.
They receive new strength. Haziko
nguvu za mwili hapa.
They are not physical strength.
Hili neno ni lenye ni wakati
Samuel apake
mafuta Saul.
This was when Samuel was going to anoint Saul.
Alimwambia aseme roho wa Bwana
atakuja juu yako. He told him that the spirit of the Lord will come upon you with power.
Aseme na wewe utageuzwa.
And then you will be changed.
Hizi nguvu ni nguvu za kugeuza.
This power changes. It's
a
power that changes.
Mitume walihitaji.
And this is what the disciples needed.
Walikuwa wameshaokoka.
They were already believing in God.
Sasa wanahitaji waingie.
But they now needed to start working for God.
Watatumika namna gani?
How are they going to work?
Wangali wazaifu.
They still work.
Tutilie slide ya kufuata.
Let's have the next slide, please.
Tunapenda tuangalie neno kwa nini hizi nguvu zilihitajika.
Now, why did they need this power?
Tuone neno kushuhudia.
Let's look at the word to witness.
Aseme, lakini mtapokea nguvu.
He says, but you shall receive the power.
Na mkishapokea
hizo nguvu, when you receive this power,
mtashuhudia.
You witness.
Tuangalie neno kushuhudia.
Let's look at the word to witness.
Kwa Kiswahili kushuhudia unashuhudia yale uliyoamini.
It is when you give a testimony of what you have believed.
Yale uliyoyaona.
What you have seen.
Yale uliyoyasikia.
You are telling what you have heard.
Si ndio kushuhudia?
Si ndio kuwa shahidi? That's a testimony. That's being a witness.
Lakini katika Biblia ya Kigiriki,
in the Bible in Greek,
hilo neno liko tena linaenda ndani na tafsiri mambo mengi.
This word is more deep. It means a lot of things in Greek.
Tusomee wewe wa Kiingereza. Ilinaitwa kwa Kigiriki martyr.
Kushuhudia kwa Kigiriki ni martyr. They say martyr. They call it martyr.
Tusomee ile definition kwa Kiingereza. Bana tafsiri nini?
It's someone who suffers persecution and death for advocating, renouncing, refusing to renounce or refusing to advocate a belief or cause as demanded by an external party.
Munaona kwa Kigiriki.
Do you see in Greek?
Aseme ni ushuhuda ambao mtu anafanya.
It's a testimony that someone makes.
Hata ikiwa ni kukufa.
Even if it means dying for that testimony.
Hata geuza maneno.
They will not change the words.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndio maana
this is the meaning. This is why power is needed.
Ikiwa inaleta hata kifo,
if it can bring about death.
That means
the power is needed.
Mitume walihitaji.
The disciples, they needed that power.
Ndio maana unaona wakina Petro.
This is why you see people like Peter.
Walikufa.
They died.
Yakobo alikatwa kichwa.
James died.
Matayo, historia ya zamani inasema alifia Afrika, Ethiopia.
The history says that Matthew died in Africa.
Mapokeo, tradition ya zamani
inasema. The traditional history says that Matthew died in Africa.
Toma wanasema kwamba alifia India.
They say Thomas died in India.
Aseme kuna mlima unaitwa Mtakatifu Thomas.
There's a mountain called Holy Mountain, and that's where Tom died.
Tunaona wakina Stefan.
We see Stephen.
Namna alipigwa mawe.
Where they stoned him.
Iko na shuhudia.
He was just testifying.
Na mawe iko napigwa juu yake.
They're just stoning him at the same time.
Ile ushujaa ilikuwa ni wapi?
That strength.
It was not his own power.
It was the power of the Holy Spirit in him.
Huu ushuhuda unapita pia katika shida.
This testimony also happens even during persecution.
Kuna wakati unapita katika furaha sawa hivi.
Yes, sometimes you can have happiness like the way we are. This, we are happy.
Ni vizuri.
It's good.
Lakini kuna wakati
mwingine. But there are also other times.
Ushuhuda.
That the testimony of Jesus is going to need you to be jailed.
ama kuuawa,
or to be killed,
ama kutukanwa,
or to be mocked,
ama kuchukiwa na
or to be hated by
sababu
other
ni ushuhuda
people,
wa kusema
because
it's
a testimony of saying
kusema
the,
kweli
about
yote.
Jesus. It's about saying the whole
bila
truth
woga,
without fear,
bila kuogopa wanadamu,
without fearing people.
Kama ni kutaja zambi,
if it is a naming sin, you
ndiyo
name
mana,
it as it is.
Anawambia,
that's why he says,
unahitaji
you need power.
Tuende ku slide ya kufuata.
The next slide, please.
Sasa, wanafunzi, Yesu aliwaambia, walipata namna gani?
Now, how did they receive the power?
Walizipata namna gani?
How did they receive it?
Kitu cha kwanza aliwaambia, ukisome
pale ma... He told them, on one occasion while he was... the first thing, they followed the instruction
yes.
of waiting.
Yeah.
On one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard from me about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Aliwaambia sema wakati mmoja alikuwa pamoja na akamwambia msitoke Yerusalemu.
He told them one day, he said, do not leave Jerusalem.
Mungoje Yerusalemu.
Stay in Jerusalem. Wait.
Mungoje ahadi ya
Baba. Wait for the promise of the Father.
Hiyo ahadi ilikuwa ni zile nguvu.
Now this promise was about the power.
Aliona kwamba wasipongoja
wataenda kutumika
kimwili.
If they don't wait, they're just going to start working with their own physical power.
Mungoje
Yerusalemu. Then he told them, wait in Jerusalem.
Wakangoja
Yerusalemu. They waited in Jerusalem.
Walibaki pale.
They stayed there.
Maandiko yanatuonyesha walibaki siku 10
pale. The word of God tells us that they stayed there for 10 days.
Wako kwenye chumba cha juu.
They were in the upper room waiting.
Wanangoja.
They were just waiting.
Kwa imani.
With faith.
Mpaka Roho akashuka.
Until the Holy Spirit
siku ya Pentecost.
Came on Pentecost.
Tunaona sema Roho aliposhuka.
We see that when the Holy Spirit came.
Asema wote wakajazwa.
They were all filled.
Amen.
Amen.
Tena siku ile.
And on that day.
Walikuwa watu 120.
There were 120 people.
Asema Roho akawajaza wote.
The Holy Spirit filled all of them.
Na kulikuwa siku ile makabila
mengine. Now on that day there were other people from other
Walis,
nations.
Kulikuwa watu kutoka Africa.
People from Africa
kulikuwa
were there.
Watu kutoka Europe.
People from Europe were
kulikuwa
there.
Kulikuwa watu kutoka Asia.
People from Asia.
Juu anasema kulikuwa watu wa Misri.
Because they say people from Egypt
kulikuwa
were there.
Kulikuwa watu wa Mesopotamia.
People from Mesopotamia.
Kulikuwa wa Libya.
From Libya.
Watu wa Israeli.
People from Israel.
Watu wa Arabia.
From Arabia.
Ni kama hivi tuko
it's
hapa
just
tunachangwa.
Like this we are mixed.
Yaani mpango wa Mungu.
That means the plan of God
it is
that the power should be spread to all the nations because they all belong to him. They're his disciples. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. So we receive that power when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. When we are baptized. He told them, wait and you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now to be baptized in Greek
It's to
go deep.
Just
the way we baptize in water, we put someone under the water. This is how the baptism of the Holy Spirit happens. Someone enters
Amen.
Into the Spirit.
Anajazwa.
They are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ubatizo wa maji ni wa pastor.
So people who can baptize with water is a pastor,
lakini
evangelist. But this baptism of the Holy Spirit that brings power
yes,
is only Jesus who brings
mimi
siwezi
kukubatiza.
I cannot baptize
Pastor
you with the Holy Spirit.
Siwezi kukubatiza
Pastor Matt cannot
ubatizo.
Baptize you in the Spirit.
Kwa neema ninaweza kuomba ukajazwa.
By the grace of God, yes, I can pray for you and then you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit. But
yes,
the actual baptism is Jesus who does it.
Turudie tena, tuendelee na nani yetu.
Let's go
Tuende
back to
kwa
topic.
Ya kuendelea, slide ya kufu, ya
Let's
kufuata.
Go to the next slide.
Anawaambia sema, lakini mutapokea
nguvu. He tells them, you shall receive the power.
Roho Mtakatifu akija juu
yenu. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Nanyi mutakuwa mashahidi wangu.
You are going to be my witnesses.
Akawaambia kanzia na
Yerusalemu.
He told them,
he started with Jerusalem.
Mutanzia Yerusalemu.
You are going to start from Jerusalem.
Yerusalemu.
So when that power comes, you start from Jerusalem.
Yerusalemu
first.
Ina maana katika
Jerusalem
mji wao
means in your own place where you live. So the power, we need that power.
Yetu ni
in our Jerusalem is
murupuna.
Our Jerusalem is
shepherd.
Our Jerusalem is in your own house.
Yetu ni kule kukazi.
Our Jerusalem is at work.
Yerusalemu
where we work.
Yetu ni hapo.
Our Jerusalem is here.
Mnajua kwa nini tena aliwaambia
Yerusalemu? Do you know why he told them Jerusalem?
Wawe na wasihubiri Yerusalemu bila nguvu.
They should not so that they should not preach in Jerusalem without his power.
Yerusalemu ndio kwenye Yesu alifia.
You know in Jerusalem that's where Jesus died.
Wale wenyewe walibamba Yesu walikuwa waangalie
pale. The people who killed Jesus, they were still living there in Jerusalem.
Wale wenyewe walitetemesha Petro
akaanza kuogopa. Those people who made Peter to fear, made him to fear and deny Jesus. Those people were still in Jerusalem.
Mnajua Yerusalemu?
Do you know in Jerusalem?
Siku moja Yesu alifika pale.
One day Jesus arrived in Jerusalem. He cried for that city.
Akasema sema Yerusalemu na yauua manabii wanaotuma kwako.
You are killing the prophets that I'm sending to you.
Manabii wengi waliuawa
Yerusalemu. Many prophets were killed in Jerusalem.
Sasa kwa kushuhudia Yerusalemu.
Now for them to witness Jerusalem. They needed power.
Wageuzwe kwanza.
To be changed first.
Amen.
Amen.
Akawaambia tena aseme mkimaliza Yerusalemu
muende
na Judea
Jerusalem, go to Judea.
Mnajua Judea?
Do you know Judea?
Judea ina maana ni state yetu.
Judea means our state.
Ni province yetu.
It is our province.
Ni nchi yetu.
It is our country.
Sisi tunahitaji nguvu.
We need the power.
Walihitaji nguvu.
They needed the power.
Za kuhubiri katika nchi
yao. To preach in their own country.
Katika mkoa wao.
In their city.
Na walingoja.
And they waited for that and then they received the power.
Niko karibia kumaliza.
I'm about to finish.
Akasema tena hivi.
Again he taught them.
Na Samaria.
Even in Samaria.
Hizi nguvu.
This power.
Ni nguvu zinageuza.
It changes.
Mnajua kwamba Wayahudi na Wasamaria hawakuwa
wanapatana. Do you know that the Jews and the Samaritans were not getting along?
Mnakumbuka ile?
Do we remember that?
Hawakuwa wanapatana.
They were not, they did not like each other.
Kulikuwa ukabila.
They used to have discrimination.
Sasa utaenda kuhubiri mtu mwenye unachukia?
How can you go and preach to someone you don't like?
Hapana.
No.
Ni mpaka zile nguvu.
You need that power.
Ziwageuze
kwanza. To change their hearts first.
Wawapende maadui zao.
They need to have that love first.
Ndipo watawahubiri upendo.
That's when they will preach about love.
Sababu hizi nguvu.
Because this power.
Zinaleta upendo.
It brings love.
Zinaondoa chuki.
It removes all the hatred and brings love.
Zinaondoa udhaifu.
It removes all the weakness.
Zinaleta nguvu mpya.
It brings new strength.
Zinageuza.
It changes.
Ndio maana Yerusalemu mbele
mtaenda
Samaria.
This is why before they could go to Samaria, they needed strength. You need to love the Samaritans first. Because they could not even eat together like this. How can you preach to someone you can't even eat with? How are you going to do the Holy Communion?
If you can't eat
at home, how can you eat together on the same table?
Ni mpaka kwanza uwe umegeuzwa.
So you need to be changed first.
Ujazwe upendo.
You need to be filled with
sababu
love.
Sababu zile nguvu.
Because that power of the Holy Spirit.
Ni nguvu za upendo.
Is the power of love.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndio maana mtaenda
Yesu Samaria. This is why you shall go to Samaria.
Yesu alianza kuwaonesha ngariki.
So he started showing them while he was still
on earth. Ndio maana alimwambia mwanamke Msamaria.
That's why he told the Samaritan woman.
Akawaonesha kwamba ile mipaka inapaswa itoke.
He told them those boundaries should be removed.
Akawaambia na mpaka mwisho wa nchi.
He told them until the end of the world.
Utafika mwisho wa nchi na mnaga
nguvu. How are you going to reach the end of the world without the power?
Kule kwenye mwisho wa dunia ni watu wa lugha nyingine.
So the end of the earth is to those people who speak other languages.
Culture ingine,
they have other traditions.
Nilimeona wa missionary walipofika kwetu
Africa. I saw when the missionaries came to Africa.
Ilikuwa vigumu.
It was very hard.
Wanakuta maisha yetu
yako
chini sana.
They found that our life was very, very low.
Lakini walikubali kuingia katika nyumba zetu za
manyasi. But they accepted to enter in our houses that were made by grass, by grass.
Walichangia na sisi.
They ate with us.
Ili watulete kwa
so
Yesu
that
Christ.
They can bring us to Jesus. Because if they could have separated themselves to us, we couldn't have come closer to them. So they needed to come and eat with us. So many problems preaching at the end of the earth. Do you see these people who are going to East Timor? It's a good thing. You are going to meet people. You are going to meet people with cultures different to Australian culture. They will give you food that you've never eaten. You don't eat in Australia. You are going to sleep to a place that you don't sleep. To other places, you are just going to walk. There will be no cars. You are going to be tired. If you don't have that power, if you don't have that power of love, you won't do it. You won't do it. This is the power that Jesus told his disciples to wait for. I'm about to finish. We see how the disciples
receive
the power. The power of the Holy Spirit was manifested in preaching, miracles, facing oppositions and persecution.
They worked.
When the power came, they started to preach with power. You know, Peter, the one who had fears a lot, he's the one who started preaching on Pentecost Day. He did not fear anymore. And 3,000 people were saved. It was not Peter's power anymore. It was now the power of the Holy Spirit working in him. And miracles happened. It was not Peter's power. No, it was the power of the Holy Spirit. Many people gave their possessions. We see people like Joseph. They gave their farm. That means that power, it also they put the money, you bring the money, you bring that
pastor
money. Pastor will not push you to bring a miracle offering. Yourself, you will go in your account, you get $2,000 and bring it. You say, oh, I'm going to give my car to the work of the church. Me, I'm going to give my cow. I'm going to help the poor. You can't do it with your own power, this flesh. You need the power of the Holy Spirit to do that. Because some people will tell you are mad for doing that. How can you give these things that is going to help your children? It's like you look mad to other people if you do that. May God help us. You see, when the Holy Spirit came, some people said, these people are drunk. Let's finish our message. The power is a promise to all mankind. It is a promise to everyone. It is a promise to each one of us. The way the disciples needed the power. That's how we need it. We know that we have unity. You have that power. But there are some people who are not yet, who don't have this. That's why we teach these teachings. Don't start something without this power. You are going to work just in flesh. You will fail. Because you are just using your own power, your own strength. We saw the first church, the early church, people started increasing. It was not a normal power. It was the power of the Holy Spirit calling those people. Yes, they used to preach like us. But that word,
with
that power, touched the people. People changed. People believed in Jesus. With miracles, people come to church. People increase the church. They will keep on coming. It's not by the disciples' power, but it is by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people, to everyone.
inaandikwa sema vijana wataona maono.
He says young people will see visions.
Wazee wataota ndoto.
The elderly will have dreams.
Asema
just
tena,
read at home. Read
juu ya watumishi wangu.
And he says on my servants,
waume na wakike,
both men and women,
nitamwaga roho
wangu. I will pour out my spirit in those days. So this promise is for us today.
Tusimame kanisa la Bwana.
Let us stand up, church.
Hapa leo tuko pamoja.
Today we are together.
Tunahitaji kuhubiri mshepatoni.
We need to preach in Shepherd.
Tunahitaji kufanya mambo mbalimbali
Murupna. We need to do different things in Murupna.
Kuimba kunahitaji hizi nguvu za roho.
Singing requires this power of the Holy Spirit.
Kutumika mu Sunday school inahitaji.
Working in a Sunday school, you need this power of the Holy Spirit.
Kutumika na wakina mama,
working with the women, you need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kuongoza kanisa leo,
leading
pastor,
a church today, for you to become a pastor of a church, you need this power of the Holy Spirit. For your marriage not to be broken, you need this power of the Holy Spirit.
Kuenda katika mission,
for you to go on missions, you need this power of the Holy Spirit.
Tutaenda kurudisha bendi, rudie huko
mbele. We are going to call the band to come back.
Tutaomba pamoja.
We are going to pray together.
Labda uko hapo.
Maybe you are here, you are weak.
Unasikia ndani yako hizi nguvu.
You feel like inside of you this power is less in your life.
Lakini unahitaji nguvu mpya.
But you need the new strength.
Kama ulikuwa ulizipata zamani.
If you receive this power,
lakini kwa leo zimepunguka.
But today that power has reduced.
Unahitaji nguvu mpya.
You need a new strength.
Ni wanani wanaona hizi nguvu zinahitajika leo, unyosha mkono.
Who wants to have more power? Put your hand up if you want more power.
Bwana kubariki sana.
May God bless you.
Kwa wale watahitaji mtasogea huko mbele tuombe pamoja.
Come closer in front.
Mungu ajaze
kanisa. We are going to pray together so that God can fill the church with the Holy Spirit.
Hii kanisa sote kila mmoja.
Because if every one of us in this church is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, the church is going to grow big, very big.
We are
going to invite the band to sing, and then Pastor Matt is going to pray for people to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the power.
Wagonjwa mtaombewa tena. Even the
sick, I saw some people who are sick, they came here earlier, but we will continue to pray for the sick.
Na watu mnakuja hapa sasa,
you are welcome, band, and then
tutaanza kuombea watu. Watumishi tunahitaji roho kabisa.
Servants of God, we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Basi bendi muimbe na watu waanze kuombea.
You are welcome.